just what you just said again. She had always gone to the same farm, you were saying. Mm. Mm.
Yes, but you used to have to wait for your letter to arrive.
Yes, I got
to say that, you know, you could go because you always had the same hut.
Mm-hmm.
See, on Whitbread's farm, you had it was quite flash really in those days. You had a two-story hut. They were built in blocks of six, sort of two at the side, two in the front, two at the other side. They were brick built at the bottom, but the upstairs, because you had two rooms, you see, the upstairs was built of tin, and you had a tin roof with skylight, which was lovely when you could see the sun, you know, and the stars and things. But people used to paint them to keep out the light, in, you know.
Oh,
in the
right.
But when it used to rain,
yeah,
you know, it used to bang on the tin roof.
So you remember as a child sleeping in the upstairs and looking out at the stars
Looking out through the skylight
at
the top.
Really? We did have. Could you open the skylight?
That I don't remember.
No.
Was
that unusual to have a two-storey
house? Oh, yes.
That was a bit posh, was it?
Oh, yes. Whitbread's was always a mother farm.
Was it?
They're still there, the huts, to the best of my knowledge,
yes,
are still there. There used to be, across from us, were a row of one-storey, single wooden ones.
Yes.
You know, my gran was always afraid of fire. She would never have had one of those. Most hop farms, they had the same thing. They were just one story. You had one room, you ate, you slept in, and you know, you did cook in.
Yeah.
Most farms you cooked outside on open fires, but Whitbread used to provide us with cookhouses.
Yes,
brick built, tin roofed,
but
three sort of back to back and three fireplaces in each.
Gosh.
My mother put
three fireplaces in each. Wait a minute,
it was about as long as each side, I should think, was about as long as this. About two-thirds, and there were three chimneys, you know, with three fireplaces. So three huts this side had a fireplace each.
Yes.
You see, and they used to provide you with bundles of wood where they cleared all the, when they used to trim all the hedges and things, they were like twigs.
Yeah.
You called them faggots. They were all tied up or wired up, usually tied up with string, and they used to provide them for you to burn.
And but most people burnt them outside, didn't they?
Yeah.
But in your huts, you could actually make a fire indoors.
No, outside.
Right.
It was a separate building. Between each,
should
there would be a block of six huts.
Yes.
Right. And then sort of so many feet away, there would be a cookhouse.
I see.
You
yes.
see, of three this side and three the other side for the six, you know, the three huts facing.
And did your family use those?
We used them, and you had a rod across, and you used to put pipes on.
Mm.
But then my mother acquired, don't remember from where, a double burner oil stove with an oven on top.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember, we never had a roast dinner. I don't know how they used to manage it, but we always had a roast dinner Sunday.
Did you?
And I only remember the weather being good. You know, it's like that when you're child.
Yes, I suppose so. Yes.
Sundays was wonderful. We used to have a big trestle table.
Yeah.
My father used to come for the day because he hated it down there.
Did he? Why
and
was
he
that?
He didn't like it. He only allowed us to go because I'd been very ill.
Yeah.
And my mother had almost had a breakdown because they'd lost a child.
And
she'd never recovered.
Oh.
I was a frail child and I'd been very ill.
Yes.
And I don't ever remember going before then.
No. Yeah.
So I think afterwards it's because I'd been ill and my mother had been ill.
Yes, yes.
She never talked about it, she never made any fuss. She never ever spoke about my brother, so I think that was probably why she was
ill. How old was he when he died?
He was 15 months old when he died.
Oh, how terrible. And what of? Gastroenteritis? Something one of those complaints?
No, he'd had pneumonia three times.
Oh, gosh.
And he had pneumonia and measles. But... tracing back from my daughter and my grandchildren, we were lactose intolerant. Something they didn't know about
really?
Then.
Oh, really? Yes.
Mm. I was lactose intolerant.
And that meant you had to be bottle fed?
No milk.
No milk at all?
Oh, really? Yeah, milk is what makes it worse. I'm not as severe as my granddaughter.
Gosh.
Who's not allowed milk of any shape, size or form.
So that must have made life much more difficult to keep a healthy child in those days, didn't
it? Yes, but they didn't know, you see. Didn't know about lactose intolerance.
Extraordinary, really.
Yes. I didn't know about it whatsoever. Mm. So I was a sort of very frail child.
And this is the...
Because it affects your immune system, you
yes.
see.
Yes.
And we started to trace back when my granddaughter was dying, after she was born.
Mm.
And we sort of traced it back to when I was ill, my brother died, my sister was ill. And they said in all probability we were all lactose intolerant.
Interesting, really. Gosh. Mm. So as a 6 or 7 year old, when you went out there, were you still quite a frail little girl?
Yeah. As I think while we went, because I was seven. I was six the year I was very ill in Guy's Hospital. And I was seven the first time I remember going.
Right. And did they want to sort of build you up then?
I think so, because we were just we had freedom.
Yes.
You know, I didn't pick up, only if I wanted to. We didn't have to do anything. You know, we roamed the fields, we went scrumping,
yeah,
very naughty, blackberry picking, we just roamed.
Did you? How many of you together?
Well, my gran was a widow, so they were my young aunts and uncles, but we grew up together. They had to pick.
Yes.
Because she didn't have any money coming in, only, I don't know that she had a widow's pension even. She may have done.
So the kids were actually needed for economic
reasons. Oh, yes. Yeah. Most people picked. Mm. It was a holiday, but it was a working holiday.
Right.
So they needed the money. The children picked. My sister and I, we were very lucky.
Yeah.
We didn't have to. My mum only picked because she wanted to go and take us away.
Yeah.